Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Yeah, a corgi, actually.
Well, I think I'm working on both ends now. I think I have clean feet figured
out.
Oh, we can hear you on the phone. I don't know about clean feet. Try it again.
Yeah, we see him on computer.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
There we go.
Golly, all I had to do was restart my computer 3 times. That was it. We're good.
Wow. That's what IT told you to do.
We're golden. Hi, Rich.
Technology. Hey, Snake. Stuff. How are you, Corby?
I'm doing good. Enjoying y'all's little program today.
I'm enjoying it,
speaking
too.
Of that, from Chad, he says, we all know we have the big four sports, but we also have a lot of second-tier sporting events here. Yay. If you want to call it that, like Mike Reiner used to. Multiple golf tournaments, a tennis tournament now, NASCAR, marathons, etc. What is the best of the bunch for the smaller sports as far as the way that it's set up and spectators and all that? I mean, dude, you just had a race that had a couple of 100,000 people there, right?
I wouldn't go that high, but I think 75, 80,000 were there.
Okay, so on the same weekend that you had a golf tournament that definitely had a couple of 100,000 people there for the, you know.
Yeah, and they had 3 days of racing at TMS, so probably in total over 100,000 for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and in 2 weeks you're having another golf tournament. And then, yeah, you had the tennis tournament that just moved up to Jerry World. You have a marathon that I think is one of the crown jewels of the city. Is there anything else smaller that we're missing that we have?
The Greenville Avenue Parade, that's a sport.
Kind of is.
That's well done.
I think if you want to combine the golf tournaments, like Colonial to me is still my favorite of the off-sport bunch. Mm-hmm. Just because I love, it's so historic and it's been around since, you know, the, what, 40s maybe, 50s? I can't remember when it started, but, you know, Ben Hogan was winning it in the 50s, so Colonial's got my vote for the coolest of all the off sports, I think.
I think you may be right. I may say that same thing.
I'll go NASCAR.
No way!
I had a good time Sunday.
I bet you did.
And the tennis thing is way too new. When did NASCAR come about? Like late 90s?
Texas Motor Speedway opened in 1997.
Okay.
So yeah, it's getting close to 30 years now.
Damn, that's unbelievable.
I know.
From Todd, I heard Travis talking about having kids at the age of 24 and also very aware that Dave and Junior had very late in life kids. What's better, asking from a guy who hasn't had kids, it's in his 30s, I could see both sides.
Go Dave.
I know when I was at TMS, guy right down the hall from me, he had 2 kids that were already mid to late 20s, and he had a kid at like 51. And I'm telling you right now, I can't think of many things that interest me less than having my own baby at 51. Can you imagine trying to keep up with that?
No. And I feel for Dave.
Yeah.
Because I see it every day, know. You know, where he's dealing with it. I mean, he's having a blast. And he loves it.
Hey,
and they all do. They all say the right things. But, man, it's exhausting.
Good for these guys. That's great. I love it for them. But, yeah.
Like, at what point, Donovan, did you guys say, screw it?
It was quite early in the process. Because I always had it in my mind, because my parents had got married really early, had kids really early, and that was my goal. And then once we got to, man, 36, 37, we probably said,
yeah,
you know what, that's probably, mm-hmm, if it happens, it happens. If not, we're not going to actively try. And then it got to a point maybe a year later, say, well, this is too late now. We're not going to do it. So.
Right.
How old were your parents when they started having kids?
I think my mom had my older sister at 22, had me at 24.
See, got married, and that's the other thing, Rich, I can't imagine that. Like, I almost think that at 50, if it's my first kid, I think I would rather do it at 50 than 22.
Maybe so, because you know a little more about the world, and you can hopefully at least afford it a little better.
You might not make it to graduation.
That's the thing.
Yeah. you're
oh, your grandfather
that risk for
came
sure.
to see you. No, that's my dad. Oh,
well, you know, I mean,
have
I was
fun playing catch with that dude.
I was 29 and 32, I believe, when my kids were born, and I'll tell you, especially with the younger one, you go to some of those school events, and I felt old amongst the other parents because there were a lot of parents that were still in their 20s with kids in first grade.
I was 40 whenever I had our last kid, and
you
for sure
are
I was
old.
Like, yeah, for sure. But even today when we go on vacation and stuff, I'm still doing the same stuff with them that I did when they were five, as far as like playing whatever sports that we always played together and stuff like that and throwing the ball around and all that. That part of it hasn't changed, but just the general chasing of a toddler.
Yeah.
Dude, when you get past 50, that's another sport in of itself.
I've come to grips a number of years ago. I came to grips with the fact that I'm closer to being a first time grandparent than I am to when I became a first time parent. I came to grips with that probably about 5 years ago, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, probably so. Okay, from Tim, you're offered $500 per day, which will add up quickly, with the condition that your wife's voice changes to Jerry Jones' voice and speech pattern and stays that way till you tap out. How long could you handle it? You could make $15,000 a month and $182,000 a year.
Oh, that wouldn't bother me.
No,
I'm fine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she looks the same way, right?
There's no way you can handle that.
She thinks the same things, right?
She doesn't have his brain, but she sounds like him. And like y'all are going out and she sounds like him. And dude, you can handle that?
Sure.
I'm in. Teasing. For $182,500 a year, I am in on that. Yes.
I want me some glory hole.
All right.
I mean, there'd be some all entertainment right, like that, wouldn't there?
Spot.
Dude.
Just takes a really long time to explain what we're having for dinner tonight, honey. Well,
do you get to make fun of her for some of the things she says?
Sure.
Yeah, and she would be saying whatever comes into her head, but it would manifest itself in his speech pattern. That's so weird. I think I would do it for like a week just to see, and then, man, after that, I don't know. But, man, that's a lot of money you're throwing away. $500 a day adds up so fast.
All in.
I'm right there with you. I can handle it.
From Daniel, if you could play at TPC Craig Ranch and only count pars or better toward your score, how many rounds would it take to accumulate the Scotty Scheffler minus 32 that he got? So, basically, how many rounds would it take for you to get 32 birdies at TPC Craig Ranch?
Oh, man. I don't know if we have enough time.
No, absolutely not. No chance.
Like, I just saw Bob post that he has like golf goals or whatever, and he says that he's reached his goal for the year. For a year is 30 birdies, and he's got 8 in May. Okay. And so
he's getting there,
but I mean,
some work to do though.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, think about that. Scotty did that in 3 days.
It'll take me like 8 years.
How many birdies
to get 32?
How many
birdies
do you have to your record?
Six. I don't know.
Any?
I stopped. Oh yeah. Okay.
You have 32.
I don't think so.
I think
so.
It would take me at least 16 rounds to accumulate. And are you playing from the tips? Are you playing
no
back
way.
From where those
no,
guys,
no,
if you're
no.
playing Play, from where those guys tee off from?
Never make it.
Right. Play your appropriate
just a tip
to get the birdies.
You only would have from there you would only have a chance on the par threes.
And I'd have to pull out a driver.
Yeah, exactly.
On a par three.
And hope it would stop on the green.
Right.
Yeah.
From E-Break Man. Compound challenge, can Matty Beers complete a power hour with just IPA beers?
Ugh.
So like the 9%.
Whoa!
Yes. It's the sour.
The bitter?
The bitterness. Can't do it.
But yes
he could.
All faith that he could complete a power hour and wouldn't even affect
so
him
that's
that
only
much. So, like five beers in an hour?
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of five beers. So you take a shot. For those who don't know, we took a shot every minute, and you did it for 1 hour. And
not,
so,
not all but, IPAs are high alcohol like that, though.
But I think that's what he's saying. This guy's is leaning into is that it's between 7 and 9, and typical beers are 3, 5 or whatever. I think, like, you know, Miller Coors, Bud products.
Yeah, there's a lot of craft beers in the 5 to 6 range.
Yeah.
What about with a stout?
No way.
That's like the challenge.
Like a chocolate stout or a coffee stout. Ugh, could you even do a power hour of that?
That's a lot of liquid.
It's so heavy.
It's not just liquid. So fat.
Because I love stouts, but 2's it. You can't. I can't have any more than that. At
so
one time.
Just imagine 5 in 1 hour.
I could
one
not.
Shot at a time.
I think I have no problem for the most part on a power hour, unless it's with a stout, and I love stouts, but they're so filling.
So,
but Matty Beers,
I heard you like them dark.
Damn straight.
I think Matt's gut is so used to any style of beer that, like, he could do this no matter what the beer was.
He should donate his insides to science when he's gone, because it's something remarkable happening in there.
Yeah.
With all that beer that's passed through that tiny esophagus.
And it's just like sitting in a tube, you know, like a clear tube for all to view forever, you know?
Like, they stretch his small intestine out and it's like a distillery for beer. You can, like, brew it. What if we brewed a beer through his small intestine?
Through his stomach?
Instead of barrels or
filter
something like
that.
Right.
From Ken, he says, I heard Rich talking with George about how much he hates the rest of the NFC East. I heard that too. Like, you really, really hate anything to do with the Giants, with the Commander/Redskins, and the Eagles, right?
Yes, awful.
Okay. So you hate it. So this guy says, I'm assuming he really loves the Cowboys. True.
Yes.
Would you rather, Rich, get to call an SMU National Championship football game, or have the Cowboys win 3 straight Super Bowls?
SMU National Championship for the win.
Real, like, not even think about it.
If I'm getting to call the game, 100%.
Yeah, you're calling it.
100%. Am I calling the 3 Cowboys Super Bowls?
No.
No.
You're just watching.
SMU, hands down.
Really?
Yes.
That first touchdown, he may blow your speakers out.
Do you know how excited I was to go to Happy Valley this past season? I mean,
I know,
to
dude.
Be in the conversation for it.
Didn't you hear him at the Fenway Bowl? You think that excitement wouldn't cross over to a national championship game?
He's 2-time Homer Call champ.
I know.
Damn straight I am.
You'd go crazy.
God, that would be so amazing if SMU could get just to the Final Four.
Just to be there in the Final 12 was pretty improbable, to say the least.
For sure.
And they talked about it for a possibility again the next year. It's improbable, but
what's the early season vibe for them over there? Like top 15 as far as like polls?
I think close. Certainly, I think in the top 20, and it's not, I can't remember if they've been ranked in the preseason since the 80s. I can't remember if any of the sunny years.
Are you serious?
I can't remember if in 20 they were ranked in the preseason or not.
Wow.
That would have been probably the year. I don't think they were receiving votes last year at the start of the year.
It's so great.
It's amazing.
And it's all because of Rich. Well,
I'm not taking all that credit.
You should.
I'll give Brett Lashley most of the
all
credit.
That NIL booster money you're giving to SMU, you just sign over your check to the initiative.
I'm just waiting until I get my NIL deal. What's that coming, man? Come on.
I want to see you on a commercial for, like,
oh, yeah.
Dr. Pepper.
Bring it.
It is Rich. Quack, 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 quack.